Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special for our Maroni Maratz Yuchi, Uschus Moshe Lepeshtina, Rabbi Yisrael Ben Moshe Mordechai, and Yochev Feiras and Havis Basia, and Rus Victoria Bastila Ravita, and Matan Ben Sarah, and Araf, Baruch Hertz Ben Sarah Tzipar, Tashlecha Yisrael. Anachno Be Sefer HaMe'aral, Beperek Samachet, Sefer Gvorot Hashem, we're going to continue talking here about the fact that a person is more nichbud than a malach, is more distinguished than a malach. Until you have no suffix in this matter. Midrash on Chuma, we have a midrash, and the pasuk was Yashir. When the malach yasharis, when the Jewish people were camping by the sea, the Malachi Asharis wanted to say Shira, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't let them. Amalam, B'nai Nisun, Mitzvah, Tehim, Bakshin, or Shira, my children are in pain. And you want to say Shira, Shinemar, B'lai Karb, Zeh, Kol Alayv. They wouldn't come close to each other all night. So the Maharzu there explains that Tzitzir Rishav Al HaMalachim, Moshinemar, Asraf, Momni, Mimalo, B'Karb, Zeh, Zeh, Ratzlom, Shiras, M'Sharm, Tom, B'Alayla. So, says Lo Karb Zel Zeh Kol Alayla. Who's talking about? It's talking about the Egyptians and the Jews. The Medrash is talking about the Malachim. And they wanted to say Shira, but they didn't. And how do we know it's talking about the Malachim? Because it says Bakar Zel Zeh V'Yomer, and we say that Bakar Zel Zeh, they call out to each other. So here it says Lo Karb Zel Zeh, meaning the Malachim didn't come close to each other all night to say Shira. When the Jews came out of the sea, the Malachi Asharis and the Jews both wanted to say Shira. And what happened? It's a mashal to a king goes down to war on his victorious. And comes his son and his Eben, and they have a crown in their hand. They said to the king, to the king, that your servant and your son are outside and they have a crown. Mikanis, who should go in first? Amr Lamitel said back, Avada ikanis tchila. Avdi ikanis tchila. My Evet should come in first, but I. Avdi ikanis tchila, but I tanis tchila. My Evet should come in first. Apitum. As the Lashon Yakashmoni. Amr Lam showed him Shebolim. Avada ikanis tchila. When it's Benai tchila. What do you mean? The Avadim are coming before my son. Apitum. My son comes in first. That's what God said. Let the Jewish people say Shila. So if I did the Jews, the sons are going to say Shira first. Shira is the Atar or the crown. So the Malachim and the you have the Malachim and you have the women. Who's going to praise first? So Rav says that Adam Hashalom, Moshe Shalom Beinam. As the Zeis Ran in there explains, Peirah Sheyomru Beemtza. In other words, after the men and before the women, the Malachim are going to say Shira. Shenamar, first kid Musarim. Pasuk says in Tehillim, first come the Sarim. First come the Kid Musharim. First come the singers. Those are the, and who is that referring to? Eli Yisrael. Achar Nognim. Who's that? Then the musicians. It's the angels. So Chalam is Tofaf. It's amidst maidens playing timbrels. Elu Anashim. And Rabbi Levi Hashemayim lo kabel sador. Rabbi Anashim kills Tchili. He says, no. Not makabel. Women said Shira before the Malachim. Shenem Rabbi Soch Chalam is Tofaf. Halam is Bissoch. In other words, the Alamas were in between. These are the women who praised in the middle. And as the Marzuzer says, before the Malachim. Before the Malachim. So men, women, then Malachim. According to the first opinion, men, Malachim, then women. Now the Malachim are getting annoyed. And they said, now the men come before us, even the women. So he said, and that's the way it has to be. He says in the pasuk in Yechezkel, and I heard after me a loud sound, behind me a loud sound. What is behind me? Acharai, achar shekilasti ani v'chaverai. Ani v'chaverai is the chayr referring to men and women. It's not clear how ani how chaverai was referring to women. And in the Sefer Chesed Be'emes of Rebbe Eliezer D. Abila, on page 327, in the Hora 204, he talks about this, and as is decided here by the inner footnote of the new Chon Yishalayim edition, so Mitzvah Hashem, we're basing ourselves on that, just came out, Shmak. So after men and the women sing, that's Acharai. Then the Malachi Hashareis, Baruch Hu Hashem Emekoimoi. Then they say, blessed is God from this place. So that's the Medrash, who comes first, but definitely the Jews, the men come before the angels, and the only shot is the women come before the angels, even an opinion that they do. Biul Zeh explains Rabbeinu. When the Jewish people came out of the sea, they received their madrega, their ma'ilah. The Jewish people didn't get their ma'ilah, their special quality, until they passed through the sea. So the Jewish people are called Ivrim. Hashem Ever Yam. What's Ivrim? Ever Yam. What's Ever Yam? That they passed the sea. When they passed the sea, then they got their special ma'ilah of being Ivrim. Moshe's brother ma'ilah midivrei chachamim. Like we learned earlier, in the words of Chachamim, where he says earlier on Perek Mem, Yisrael Shehatzu Mitzrayim Nasu La'am Al Yidei Avar HaSeyam. We became a Jew, we became a nation by passing through the sea. That's Ivrim Avar Yam. Okay, and he talks about that there, and also at the end of the Perek. So that's when we got our Maila. All the Brias are created for the honor of God. It's all for the glory of God. It says in the passage of Isaiah 40:3-7. All the Brias say Shira to Hashem. So you have by the animals, right? Perek Shira. Everybody's saying Bria the Shira to Hashem, because the Shira is Hashem's cover. And that's the Shir of the Nitzayim, like Rabbeinu says in his Dorasha, the Shabbos HaGadol. Yesh lahakshis lo medrash zeh, ma'inyan ha-shir va'akil, shenosim ha-reshayim, ve'ech nosim kilis la-Kadosh Baruch Hu, ve'shosim ha-dishayim, excuse me, ve'ech nosim kilis la-Kadosh Baruch Hu, ha-medrash zeh ba'loy ma'ar, kol ha-nevram lo-nevram ma'ar nevus baruch. It says that the grass, the medrash says, sing to God. What type of praise is there to God from the grass? The answer is that all nevram praise God. Otherwise, it wouldn't be around. Everything is here to praise God. Elsewhere he writes, "Kihilu Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitzadam tzias sheish nevarim ro'al ha'mamtzi." What I'm saying, mitzadam lechvod is baruch. So we're here. That shows that God exists, and therefore our job is to praise God. Our etzim tzias is to praise God. He says in the Sivat Torah, "Roishay Yisrael mekalsim tchila ba'asherim gibori kara kovshim yisitzurim basim ratzim makom." It's fitting that the Jewish people should praise first, because we're Gibor HaKorach. We conquer our Yetzer, and we do the will of God. We don't find the Elyonim, they don't have Yetzer Haris. And therefore we're closest to Shira, which is a praise of Hashem. So the biggest praise is we can control ourselves. That's definitely a big praise. And he writes, in the Chedush HaGadol in Chulin, Ha'olu mitzim Hashem Yisbarach, Shua Ila, Zeh Ba'atzmo Ashil, Ke'olu Hashevach Ha'ila, Fi'cha'olu Omer Shira Hashem Yisbarach. So God is the cause, we are the effect. And that's the prayer, the shir. The shir is the praise. The praise is that the praise is that we're the Elo, we sing. Is that we exist. We're the Hashem is the Olo, excuse me, we're the Elo. And the praise is Ki Olo Shevach Ha'ila. Ashur Ha'ila, that's my shir. That's the shir. That Hashem is the Ilah, we're the Olo. The Olo, what comes out, the effect, is the Shevach, is the praise of the Ilah. And therefore we sing to God. Because our Etzim Etzias is praise. There are calling of Ram Shom Mashir Lefnei Abor, the Aruch Haim HaKadosh says. So back to words of Rabbeinu over here. B'chol nimtzei yesh bo min ha'kvod l'izbarach, zosi ashir min ha'nitzon. U'pnei zeh kasher kanu Yisrael etzem ma'alatam k'shavu et ha'yam, az miyad amu shira. Now we have Ramayla, we say shira. Ki ma'ish yisrael nasu la'am, ro'i she'elam k'chod Hashem t'barach m'shir. Listen, we're becoming a nation. We're becoming a nation, so it only makes sense that we should be saying shira. Because why become a nation? The Kavod Hashem. So Mela, we say Shira, the Kavod Hashem. To the Machlekes, if your Yotze, Shira Si is starting with Shira Tayyan. Here Rabbeinu says, Ki b'mash anayisu Yisrael la'am. When do we become a nation? B'kriyas Yamsuf. And he writes that also in Perek Mem. Yisrael she'el tunsoyim na'asu lama adi avaras yam ke adi avaras yam na'asu lama adi la'ashem. That's when we became God's nation. Yitzisvayim b'kriyas Yamsuf shem yam is chosav Yisrael. Our beginning is b'kriyas Yamsuf. And Yitzis Mitzrayim. So, he writes in Perek Lamites, Moreinu Rabbeinu. Ki nechshav b'kriyas Yamsuf g'mar Yitzis. The g'mar Yitzis is b'kriyas Yamsuf. We'll see that in Yerushalmi, a lot of people quote. It's not Koponim, the beginning of the Gula was Yitzis Mitzrayim, then comes Kriyas Yamsuf, it's Gemara Gula. So Mistama, the feet of Maral, he'll be Mitzadi, the Machlokes Achronim, if he Yotzei, Sechir Yitzis Mitzrayim, by saying Kriyas Shema, the answer would be yes. By saying Shira Sam, the answer would be yes. Because that's part of Yitzis Mitzrayim. And again, that's where we got our Maila, and that's where we became a nation. Mimela is the best time to say Shira, because we became a nation for Hashem's glory. So Mele, he says Shira. Yamru shalamachim nekrim abadim, neshem nivrim l'tzorach ha'olam, ki hem memunim al yinei olam. Malachim are called oivdim. It says in the Medrash, l'mel shol mitzach v'nitzach, ba b'no v'avdo v'atara v'yadam. B'no are the Jews, the Avdo are the Malachim. And they came with the crown. So the Malachim are called avadim, because they were created l'tzorach ha'olam, because they are appointed al yinei olam. As the Guraya writes, Paraklam and Bezos, Bez and Bracious, Amalacham Asherim Nitanim Lishmor Olam Munim Alav. They're appointed over the world. Why would you Munah Al Tzarech Habayis? Like an Eved, who's appointed over the house. The Yorah Shemam Aleim Shenikwa Malach Midoshan Shlichus. They're called a Malach. Malach is a Shliach. That's the definition of the word Malach. Shliach. The Radak in the Sefer Sharashim. Umalach Baal Iyo Vinyanam Yadur Shuvinyan Ashlichus Bein. Malach is a shliach. Also, the Rambam and the Moir writes that. They're malachim because they're shlichim. The angel was sent to the will of God. We saw him bunim. Moshe Rabbeinu olol min ha'av. Kach Yisrael him alul min ha'ila rishayim. We are children, not just Avadim, but children. Because the son is Olul Min Ha'av, he comes out from the father. God is the Ilah Rishonah, he's the first cause, and then we come out from him. So this is not the time to talk about why he talks about it elsewhere, Perek Mandalit, Perek Samusayim. Why it's more roy that we should be Olu from Hashem and not Malachim. We have Tzelem, as he explains elsewhere. Malachim don't have Tzelem. We are more, Tzelem Malachim, we are more roy to be an Olu of Hashem, to come out from Hashem. Malachim are Shlichim, but we're Banim, we're Olu Lama Hashem. Ramah Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'ad Soya Mashir Tchila Ki Olu B'Rishon Amor Ala Ila Tchila Ki Ein Olu B'Lo Ila. The Jews should say Shira, because the first Olam shows that there's an Ila. The effect shows that there's a cause. Before all the other Olam. The Olam B'Rishona shows that there's an Ila, first there's an Ila. We're Olam, we're effect, and that shows that there's a cause. Before all the other effects. And we're the first cause. And we're the first effect. So we show the cause. We show there's a cause. Ken ol b'lo ilah. There's no effect without a cause. Rabbeinu says, beginning of Perchav Tes, Ko amar Hashem b'ni b'chor Yisrael. So says God, my children, my b'chor Yisrael, we're called b'no b'choro. B'chor is called Reishis, Reishis Ono. That's the Aschalas koyecho shel adam sh'nigla b'kochoy. Kebenu koyecho shel akach shem, Yischalas kilu koyecho shel akash b'chor b'ola. Reishis, the son, it's called, the first son is called Reishis Ono, the beginning of his strength. And that's what we are. We're the beginning of God's strength in the world. Because we show, we are the Olo that show that God is the Ila. We're the Ben Bechor. Mele, we're the first ones that show that there's a source, there's a cause. There's an effect, there's a cause. V'chi Yisrael yom Yishir la'kadosh baruch hu kodim min ha'malachim af kiyem gam kenivu min ha'shem yizbarach ולולו ממנו כיוון שישראל הם עלולים ראשונו במה שהוא יסבר אכילה ומלאכים אם שהם גם הם עלולים ממנו אין זה בראשונו. So yeah, the malachim are also coming from God, but they're not first. We're first. We're first? No matter, we're most worthy of saying Shiva. We're most more on the Allah. We show that there's an Ila. We show that there's a cause, a first cause, primary mover. Can you rule Hashem Yisrael ma'ashe nechach min Hashem Yisrach min Hashem Yisbarach ולווה נמשלחם ותפילם אחר דבר אחר. The Malachim were created to serve in the world. They're sent from God. And therefore they're tefil. They are only secondary to man. They're here to serve. We're primary. Sing Shira first, because we show that there's an Ila. The Sava Rav and Rav holds. We said earlier that the Malachim said Shira before the women. So why does Rav hold the Malachim said Shira before the women? Ki anoshim gam kin tefelim la'anoshim. Women are tefelos la'anoshim. It says eselo is a connector. Woman is a helpmate. Eselo. The Briyas Ish is b'shvil Ish. So to Rashi. Why does Rashi write? V'loshin yachid zachar lo zachar. Na'loshin rabbi zachar lo zachar. V'loshin of the Gemara, ish v'isha, zachar shechina b'neim lo zachar esh ochal tam. V'heimeh medvarim. Rashi is talking about a pasuk that shows that the woman is created for the sake of the man. And therefore the schus is nitlai v'ish. If the man is zachar, she's a nezer. If the man is not zachar, she's against him. Why? Because she's here to serve man. It's not a very liberal idea. We're trying to understand the Torah, not liberal feminist ideology. Rather, she's tefela kish. And that's what Rabbeinu writes earlier on. Ashtia nimshach achar achila. V'tafel ashtia etzel achila. Shtia follows achila. And shtia is tafel to achila. So Pesach is matzah maris neged chasavas, and the arbekoses are neged anashim that are tough lights anashim. Like shtia is tough with achila. And it says v'adam yoda es chav ishto v'tal teda es kain tuz la es echav es havel. Rashi is kain es echav es havel gimel esim ribuyim him. This says is es three times, and these are ribuyim. And that teaches that a twin girl was born also. That's the tuffel. Baruch has an es b'sara b'mayim, it's a tuffel of b'sara. Referring to the hair. So he says, kach isha tfei l'adam, that's the es. Because isha tfei l'adam. Chidush ha'gad and sol, t'derech isha l'asim shech asach ha'bayla b'chol dab. The way of women to be drawn after their husband. V'al isha et chukasech. The chuk is for the husband. The woman to the husband. So therefore, Miachashin is never is betzim the gamri kamal adam. So she's tefela. She's only subordinate to man. Right? Malachim shemachim kol shishla ma'ali yoseh. So it's right that the malachim should go first, because they have more of a ma'ala. So the only kasha is that earlier on he says that that man is greater than angels because we have a tzelem. Angels don't, so women have a tzelem. So women have a tzelem, so women should go before the malachim. The only thing is the ma'ila of the tzelem is connected to the fact that man was created for himself. But if he was created for someone else, like an Isha, then the Ma'ilas HaTzelem is also less. Like we find in the Derech Chaim of Rabbeinu in Perakim Mishni Yadalit. Zeh Shem Rokosim Nasa Mitzalmenu Kudusenu Biyotu B'Gas Hayom. Ma'an Yen Zeh Lazeh. Shem Aki Nasa Mitzalmenu Biyotu B'Gas Hayom. Abba Peri Zeh Ki Hakol Ech U Echad. Mitzad Sha'adim Nivra B'Tzelem Elokim Shumora Al Sheish Lo Ba'olam U'Mitzius. Shein Olav Kamo Levad Hashem Yisbarach. Vim Lo Hayu Achayim Tachat Shusho Ma'akoch Ha'yosem Mikol Shara Nevram Mishel Baratz. Abba Lama Shiyah Roy De Ba'akol. So you see, the mile of the tzelem is the mile of the melech. If someone was created for someone else, he's not a melech, he's an eved. And it just says, what does it mean, nasa the mitzalmeni b'senu, and we're in control of the gas hayam? Ma kesha. So he says, all one. Because since we were created b'tzelem elokim, that shows that nobody's above you except for Hashem. And if others weren't beneath you, so why is man any greater than anybody else? But a man is a redubit gas hayam. Everything's under his rishus. Everything under his rishus, that means he's a special tzelem. But since a woman is tough to man, so male her tzelem isn't as strong, so the malachim go first. Roshim malachim kod mishna maile yose. So man has that special maila of the higher level tzelem. He goes first, then the malachim, and then the women are at Felim Lish. Shemin al Yoinim, because they come from Shemayim. Man is greater than malachim because he was created in tzelem for himself. He's the melech. And then come malachim, which are created for others, but they're men al Yoinim. They're heavenly hosts, heavenly creatures, and then women. So, man and women together are Adam. He created them male and female, they call them Adam. There's no Adam without any keva. We're one, men, women are one. Memela, since that's an Adam Hashalim, so we have to come before the Malachim. A person is without a woman, he's not an Adam, as the Gemara says. So, Mirz Hashem, Mirz Hashem Darkeinu, we will continue in the next year, and we will see more Neflos Mitaras Hashem, Mitaras Maral, and it's Gevaldik Loni Maral, it's Mamish such a schus, such a very, very incredible, incredible schus. So we have to thank Hashem, Shisam Techalkenim Yoshi Vesem Edrish, and we can be Oisek in the Ikar Oilam, what we're here for. All right. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Thank you for listening. We shall continue.